from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, the connection's been awesome. I mean, me and Amari have been, you know, even with all the other guys, it's not like he missed a beat. You know, Amari's always been there. We know what he can do. He's shown that over the offseason. And, the brotherhood, the love, the communication, none of that stuff has missed a beat at all.
Have you talked to Amari at all?
Yeah, most definitely.
Deshaun Watson, from his camp, on his connection with Amari Cooper. And I think it's really interesting. One of the, I don't want to say we've skipped all the interesting storylines of the Browns. I just think we've focused a lot on, can Deshaun Watson live up to his contract? And can the defense? I think if we drill down, one of the more interesting subplots of the new offense, of Amari's contract, of Deshaun being the best version of Deshaun, it is, in this new-look offense, will Deshaun and Amari continue to be what I think they finally showed for the first time last year, where they really were glued together and really were productive together when Deshaun and Amari were on the field together last year?
Listen, I don't think anybody knows that for sure. I just know that those guys definitely have chemistry. There's no question about that.
Which is good, because going into last year, I didn't know.
True.
Those last six games of the season before, Amari kind of disappeared when Deshaun showed up.
And it's great now that they do have some chemistry together. And I don't know. I mean, I certainly think that this contract thing could affect how things proceed throughout the season. I mean, if he's not here for a month of camp or 2 weeks of camp, that's going to affect their timing. It's going to affect, for 2 weeks, Deshaun Watson may be throwing a hell of a lot more to Elijah Moore and Joku and Jerry Jeudy.
Well, and if it wasn't a new offense, I probably wouldn't be as worried about where we're going to go with this conversation. And worry is a heavy. It's more curious, intrigued, whatever, you know. I just think we take it for granted that Amari Cooper. And it's not just us. The NFL has taken for granted Amari Cooper's incredible production from the start of his career to now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and even in saying he's a one B wide receiver, he's not a true number one. In some ways, that's taking for granted a dude who all he's done is produce. I'm not taking for granted that case this year, because this scheme, if we look at, again, we don't know down to the absolute brass tacks every single thing they're going to do with this offense. But if you start using words like spreading it out, if you start using the idea of four wide-out sets or three wide-out sets and two tight ends or any of the different variations, basically you're not going to go with 11 personnel anymore. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go the single-back sets or the I-form, stuff like that. If we're going to be more out of the shotgun, I think it's a real question how much Amari's value changes this year. And then I think you add this idea of Amari wanting paid and he might miss time in camp. I just think that's a lot of I don't know. A lot of I don't know for a guy that I normally know. Like normally I would just say, I'm in a pencil.
Normally you know.
And when you know, I always say that.
You have to, it's What's the acronym for?
I don't know.
You ever done that?
Well, I've done acronyms before, but I need a little bit more clarification here.
IYK. Can you say that?
If you know, you know.
You never done the acronym thing?
I have.
Okay, never mind. I'm having a moment here. And you're not making it any better the way you're looking at me, so I'm just going
to
move on.
I'm sorry for my salt and vinegar eyes. All right, so to get back.
You looked in my soul.
I did.
And I was scared.
I can't help it. I have these just beautiful bluish-green eyes, and it just happens. That being said.
Yeah, you're using the leprechaun eyes today.
Leprechaun eyes. It's a teal shirt, damn it.
And I saw her face.
Most years, I would pencil, almost every year, I pencil in Amari for 1,200 yards.
And just but you're not this
it.
Year?
No. And that's what makes, like, there is a part, and yesterday I did say this. I'm a little bit, I want this dam to give way. Because I do want Amari here this year. Because I at least want to see it in reality. But there's a part of me that, like, if I think the Browns would be really smart, and if there's a way that you can get Amari to camp without having to pay him money beyond this year, I think that's the best case scenario. Whether that's giving him fresh guaranteed money this year, I'm just trying to think of any way. And here's the reason. Because quite frankly, I don't think he fits the system. I think there's a healthy chance, but I think there's a chance that we come out of this season and we feel wildly different from the wide receiver room. And I think it starts with Jerry Jeudy, who I think this system perfectly fits, what he wants to do and what he's good at. Now, again, this is all under the guise of Deshaun Watson's healthy enough to take advantage of the new offense. But they didn't set this offense up. They actually set this offense up at the expense of what Nick Chubb does best. And if you look at a possession receiver, because that's a connotation. If you look at a guy whose greatest skill set is his route-running ability, so not ability to get open by natural speed or by natural strength. Mm-hmm. The spread out offense, we're talking about 3 wide, 4 wide, 5 wide. That's not, I mean, yes, you can be a truly great route runner within the system. But if that's your elite trait, that's not known to be the number one target, the number one skill in this kind of offense. This kind of offense is set up for a pure speed guy who uses his speed to get open, usually in the middle to deep, and that's how dudes go from 800-yard receivers to 1,400 yards.
I mean, you're looking at, like, what Buffalo was with their offense and their personnel. I mean, I think that's what you're looking at, right?
Yeah, well, you can go with Buffalo. You can go with what Houston was when Deshaun was at his best. Like, look at any of those guys. They have a calling card that has very little to do with they were elite route runners. They were just fast dudes that got open and Deshaun got him the ball.
Well, look, I think we'll find out, like, what this offense is going to be. I just don't know that, you know, Ken Dorsey's going to come in here with just an idea like, hey, this offense is going to be this way and then we're going to go. Like, I think you have to find out, like, what your personnel does well, mm-hmm, and then go from there. Because obviously it's much different. I mean, you had Josh Allen in Buffalo, mm-hmm, right? I mean, you had Diggs. You had some good tight ends. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of a different deal. And Josh Allen's such a different quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
So this brought us to the conversation in the pre-show. Whether if you could extend Amari right now at Amari's rate, which is of a $25, $26 million receiver, and this comes with, at 30 years of age, a 3 to 4 year deal, or you could extend Elijah Moore, who I think some people have started to wonder, is he on the roster bubble this year? Give him, because he is going to a contract year, if you could extend him at his rate, which honestly I think is somewhere between a number 3 and number 4 receiver. I think in terms of contractual value, I don't think Elijah has a lot of it. So similar to how Jerry Jeudy took the money that was really, they paid him based off who he had been, which was as a number 2 receiver, averaging 800 yards per season. That's what Jerry Jeudy got paid.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, hypothetically, you're doing the same thing for Elijah in this exercise. Mm. It's less, I want to pay Elijah more than I want to pay Amari. And it's more, I'm comfortable with that skill set at that rate in this offense. I need to see less out of Elijah in terms of the fit. He still needs to go out there and actually become a consistent player. But I think I'm more comfortable paying a lower rate for a more unproven player on a shorter team deal than an older player who I don't know fits this, who I don't know ultimately really fits even the quarterback at this point. 6 months from now, the conversation is totally different for me. But today, I'll give Elijah Moore the smallest piece of the pie, betting on that speed, betting on that upside, than basing my contract on Amari on past production, going into a scenario where there's just a lot of I don't know.
Are you selling yourself on, like, are you distancing yourself on Amari Cooper because you know he's holding out?
No.
Seems like a little bit.
No, it's because I want him here this year. Mm. I do want to, because this year now becomes, with Amari specifically, proof of concept. And if he passes that test, which again, I think you believe in the player. I believe in the player. I think he will. But I can't pay that dude until he passes that test. Because fit with wide receivers who are not elite fast or elite big, fit matters a lot for great route running receivers. Amari still has good jets. He doesn't have elite jets. He never has. He still can. He had a little bit of physicality.
Well, I mean, listen, when you're 30, and I mean, he once was a 4-5 guy, right? Fours?
I think 4-5. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Whatever. Maybe mid 4-4s when he was coming out of college.
I mean, it's like 4-4-9.
Been, you know, eight years.
No, I'm not. I want to make it clear. Like, there is a world in which I'm comfortable extending Amari. But I just continue to look back at this and say, if they came out tomorrow, we're going to pay Elijah Moore. He's going to get $5 million guaranteed, and he's got an extension after this year, and he's going to get a little extra guaranteed money this year. I'm not going to bat an eye at it. But if they tomorrow came out and said, we're going to pay Amari $26 million a year and all the guaranteed money, and it's a four-year deal, that could age really poorly. You could get five games into the season, and Jerry Jeudy is your number one target? Or I don't think it will happen.
There's a big word there, and it's called could. And I am in the business of knowing, or at least hoping I know, what the player's going to give me.
Good for Roberto Shenanigans to come in and completely misconstrue what I said.
Say shenanigans one more time.
Hey, what's that restaurant you like with all the goofy bleep on the walls? You mean shenanigans?
You remind me of landfill.
Thank you. I feel more. I'd rather remind you of his brother.
Want a liter Coke or liter soda?
You're now just mixing up all the
words.
All the different characters from the broken.
What was landfill's brother?
It was Gil. Remember
his name was Gil.
Yeah, remember he was Gil, and then he wanted.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
They wanted to be called landfill, so it's like he never died. That's such a stupid and funny thing. I stopped short of calling Amari a possession receiver because that's not what I said he is. I started to say that and then said he is a route running receiver, that's his elite trait.
Well, to be fair, I didn't say you said he was a possession receiver.
No, Roberto Shenanigans did. Because he's doing the thing where he misallocates what I say or misconstrue what I say on purpose because he wants people on social media to like him.
Well, that's going to help.
Yeah. Maybe today's
one of that's going to help him like you.
Maybe today's one of the 7% of times I actually care. You never know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.